The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Apple Podcasts is launching their paid subscriptions and channels service this morning. Look for the Podcast Industry News channel to find Pod News and Podland, or take a look at some paid subscriptions by searching for Radiotopia, Luminary, Lemonada Media, or Qcode Plus. You'll find these linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. In future, Anchor will only make RSS feeds for new podcasts if you specifically ask for one, it's announced. The company will also no longer submit new podcasts to Apple Podcasts under its own account, leaving you to do that yourself. Spotify distribution is unaffected. Last week, PodNews discovered that only 19% of shows on Anchor are still being made. Melon is a new live streaming service for video, allowing you to stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and LinkedIn simultaneously. The release of the Smart Audio Report for Australia has been rescheduled to July the 13th. The study will explore Australians' attitudes, adoption, and usage of smart speakers and other voice-enabled devices. Unlike in the US, Google is the market leader for smart speakers in the country. Libsyn announced that it owes $2.6 million in unpaid income taxes, including penalties, for 2017 to 2019. They also announced John Bushouse, the CFO of Libsyn at the time, has reached agreement with the company after he was fired. He'll receive $990,000 plus legal costs, but loses unvested shares in the company that could have been worth $4.3 million. The company has also said it owes $2 million in unpaid VAT and penalties. A law firm is investigating a class action against the podcast host. Studio 71 reopens its Burbank, California studio space today. They film Waveform, the MKBHD podcast, in there, among many others. And congratulations to PodLP, a iOS app, on your 1 year anniversary of being available. And in podcast news, we start with a couple of first looks. Firstly, Land of the Giants has just released a new season from Vox Media, Recode, and food blog Eater. It's called Delivery Wars, and it examines how food delivery became a multi-billion dollar industry and the effects it has on restaurants, workers, and consumers. Another first look, LAist Studios has announced Wild today, a time capsule of stories about how a global pandemic transformed our views of home as the outside world thaws from an extended moment of pause. Is This Seat Open celebrates 50 years of Southwest Airlines with first-hand stories from the people who lived through some of the wildest and most memorable moments in the airline's history. It's produced by LA Times Studios. Congratulations to My Time Capsule from Mike Fenton Stevens, which has just published episode 100. It asks guests for 5 things they'd like to put into their time capsule. Guests have included Stephen Fry, Bonnie Langford, and Clive Anderson. People's Party with Talib Kweli is to become a Luminary exclusive from July the 5th. No Place Like Home is new from Audacy's C13 Originals. The heist of a pair of Dorothy's ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz and their mysterious return. Comfort Eating with Grace Dent is new from The Guardian's restaurant critic Grace Dent, inviting famous guests to spill the beans on the comfort foods that have seen them through their lives. It's sponsored by UK supermarket Ocado and launches today. The C Word is a new podcast from Podshape, hosted by Lee, a 40-something Aussie bloke who keeps fit, has a wife, 2 young boys, and 6 weeks ago was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. And Decoder Ring returns for a new season today. Willa Paskin takes on a cultural question, object, idea, or habit, and speaks with experts, historians, and obsessives to try and figure out where it comes from, what it means, and why it matters. Slate Plus members get the whole season. The rest of us get a new show each week. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.